Unit 5. Preparation for takeoff. When all the passengers are on board and the doors are closed, the cabin is prepared for taxi and takeoff. All passengers must be seated before the aircraft moves from the gate. This is the moment when the aircraft is pushed back and the engines are started. The following announcement is read to the passengers.
Ladies and gentlemen, for your safety, we kindly ask you to fasten your seat belts, lock your tray tables, and bring your seat backs to their upright position. From now on, your mobile phones and all electronic devices must be turned off. Please check that they have actually been switched off. Please remember that smoking is not allowed during the flight. Thank you for your attention.
From now on, until the plane has reached a safe altitude after taking off, all the passengers must be seated with their seat belts fastened, the tables closed, and the seat backs in the fully upright position. All electronic devices must be switched off at this moment to avoid interference with the aircraft communication and navigation systems.
Passengers' electronic equipment.
Some electronic devices must be kept off during the flight, while others just need to be switched off during the sensitive phases, such as takeoff, approach, and landing. Among those that can't be used during the flight, there are mobile phones and wireless transmitting equipment and technologies such as Bluetooth and Wi-Fi, along with other laser transmitting equipment such as laser printers. Most of the modern mobile phones have a function called flight mode or similar. That means the phone is not transmitting or receiving any data, and only internal functions are operative. Other electronic devices, such as laptop computers, digital cameras, digital music players, portable CD or DVD players, and others, can be turned on after the airplane has reached a safe altitude, but must be turned off before the approach phase. Flight attendants perform the final check through the cabin to ensure that every obstacle to the emergency exits has been removed. Internal doors and curtains between different parts of the passenger cabin are secured open. In the galleys, all movable equipment and catering supplies must be secured using the security locks. When the doors are closed and the stairs or jet bridge are removed, the plane is officially considered on flight. This means that the safety of the airplane is under the responsibility of the crew. The chief purser, through the PA, orders the flight attendants to arm the slides and cross-check. The flight attendants arm the doors with the emergency escape slides. This means to activate the automatic inflation in case the door is opened without being disarmed, and to confirm to the chief purser they have been armed. The chief purser informs the captain that the cabin is ready for takeoff and the airplane can taxi away from the gate.
Emergency briefing demonstration.
Before each flight, all passengers must be briefed about the emergency procedures, the use of the emergency equipment, safety belts, oxygen masks, and life jackets, and the position of the emergency exits. The emergency briefing may take place in the form of a video shown on the airplane monitors, or as a demonstration performed live by the flight attendants, with the help of a demo kit containing the emergency equipment to be shown to the passengers, safety belts, oxygen masks, and life jackets, while the chief purser narrates over the public address system.
Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to demonstrate some of the safety equipment on board. Pay attention to how to fasten and unfasten your seat belts. The flight attendants are demonstrating the position of the emergency exits. Please locate the ones nearest to your seat. An illuminated escape path marking will help you to reach the exits. In case of cabin decompression, an oxygen mask will automatically drop from the unit above your seat. Put the mask down firmly to activate the flow of oxygen. Place it over your nose and mouth and breathe normally. Put your own mask on before helping others. Your life jacket is in the pocket under your seat. Open the container and put the jacket on as the cabin attendants are now demonstrating. Fasten the clips in the front and put the straps to adjust the jacket to your size. Inflate the jacket by pulling the red handles just before leaving the aircraft. If necessary, the air supply can be topped up by blowing into the red rubber tubes. For further information, please check the detailed safety instruction card in the seat pocket in front of you. Thank you for your attention.
The emergency briefing shall be performed before the doors are closed and the slides are armed, since all passengers are on board and seated at their places.